Well, this coming Saturday, registrations open at the Duxford Saturday Workshop. It's a music school that's been going on apparently since about 1972. I'm joined on the line by the director, Arwen Gilbert. Arwen, good afternoon.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. So, I suppose it's not unusual to say I didn't know that there was a Saturday Workshop music school in Duxford, but tell us about it. What did you get up to?
Okay, so as you said, it has been going since roughly 1972. It was set up by a lady called Jill Steinberg, who wanted to provide some artistic activities for local children on a Saturday morning. So she ran around and coerced and encouraged and asked people if they would get involved. It started quite small, just for children, with a little bit of a sort of an expressive arts group. And over the years, it has grown and grown and grown to normally about 300 members per year. Obviously, the last year was a little bit less.
Sure.
And it's very quickly, the people who were involved realised that parents were bringing their children along to the workshop to do the activities and were sort of sitting around twiddling their thumbs. And Jill, being the lady that she was, thought, we really need to get these parents involved doing something too. So in the early days, it became set up and geared for children and adults, learning alongside, playing alongside one another, making mistakes together, encouraging one another. And we have a ratio of about 200 adults to 100 children now. Most of the classes are a mix of children and adults. There are some that are more suitable for one or the other. And we now have, I think, 17 different ensembles, tuition on about 10 different instruments. We've got a body of 26 volunteer tutors. I think it's really important to stress that the people who teach there, you know, aren't doing it necessarily because they're being paid. They're doing it because they love music. They love enthusing people. They love passing on their excitement about music and making music together. So the costs are kept quite low for people. And I don't think we've ever turned anybody away. You know, if you want to do it, then come along and give it a go.
Now, isn't that, this is really interesting, because for me, I never learnt an instrument as a child. I had a father who kidded himself he could play the electronic organ for a short time, and then we all discovered he really couldn't. But then a few years ago now, it must be 8 years ago now, I decided that I had got room in my life to start to learn guitar. And I just strum an acoustic guitar. That's all I do. And it's always been in my mind that really, Neil, you should have some lessons, because I am self-taught and that's not necessarily a good thing. But I've always worried that a music tutor, just on a one-to-one, would just take a look at me and go, you need to just start again. Is it easier to do in this case when you're learning in a group? Does that kind of get past that nerves?
It can do, yes. And I mean, we get a lot of people that you're describing yourself as, you know, slightly anxious adult returners, or people who've dabbled a little bit and want to actually formalise a little bit of the tuition that they're getting. I mean, yes, a lot of our tuition classes are for relative or complete beginners. And we're there to get people started. We don't, you know, we're not going to take people up through the grading system. And when you're in a group, yes, the attention that you get is perhaps less, but you're learning and watching other people and seeing what they're doing, and having that safety in numbers can be very reassuring and make you think, oh, well, I've just made a mistake, but then they did one a couple
yes,
of minutes ago.
Exactly.
Actually, oh my goodness, I'm doing that as well. I need to put that right. So it can actually be a really positive experience to be learning with other people.
Okay, that's point number one in your favour instantly. Now, you said that obviously you've got all these different groups. What sort of music do you teach? Is it a range of music, like folk through to classical, or how does that
Absolutely.
Work?
Absolutely, yeah. All styles are pretty much under the sun. We've got some classical ensembles. I mean, the symphony orchestra, for instance, will do, you know, classical music repertoire. But we've got a folk fiddle group. We've got three different jazz ensembles, a big band, a small kind of quintet, depending on who turns up on a Saturday, and an ensemble that exists to help people kind of develop their improvisation skills. We've got choral music. We've got, old recorder music, you know, consort music, ukuleles. I mean, it's pretty much, because there are so many people that come, it's always kind of directed by what people are interested in, what the tutors are interested in. And, you know, people make suggestions about what sort of music they want to do. And there's, you know, anything's possible, really.
Indeed. Looking at children as well, I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? When, as a parent myself, and you think, right, well, I'm never going to make this mistake of not having music in my life when I was younger. That was a huge mistake. I wish I'd learnt guitar when I was a teenager, because these are old hands now, and it would have been so much easier with young, dexterous fingers. But is there a sort of best instrument for youngsters to pick up on, or should they be allowed to choose their own? Should they show an interest in something?
I think it's probably best for them to show an interest. I mean, the path for children that we have through workshop is, there's a little group for the kind of the infants called the mini workshop, and they just have fun. Basically, they do a bit of singing, they bash some instruments, they play some games, and it's just to get them into the world of music. Mm. Then when they go up into the juniors in year three, there's a children's drama music theatre group, and there's also a group where we kind of teach some basic music notation skills, so that they're not trying to learn an instrument and learn the notation at the same time. So we use the recorder, teach them how to read the dots. And then at the end of each year, what we would normally do, obviously we didn't do it the last 2 years, is have something called a taster morning in the summer term, where we get lots of instruments out and we just invite everybody to come in, try things out, have a blow, have a scrape, have a pluck and a strum. And it gives them that sort of opportunity to just to see where their natural instinct lies, their natural instinct is. And then the following year, that they will often come back and say, right, I tried out the saxophone on taster day and I really loved it, and this is what I want to do now.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you mentioned all those instruments there. Ukulele, that strikes me as an instrument that's coming into its own now, isn't it? It's all like, it was all very much just George Formby and all that sort of stuff back in the day. And now suddenly, and it does, I've looked at it and thought, it's got to be a pretty easy, having, you know, a guitar with more to do and six strings, ukulele with four strings and a much shorter fretboard, it just looks much easier to learn and a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm a terrible guitarist. I have tried, and my hands are quite small, and there are too many strings. You've got to put all your fingers down at once. But I do really like the ukulele. I think it's probably more accessible for younger children. So we've got a beginner ukulele group, and we've got an improver ukulele group. So you know, wherever you want to start at, you can sort of find your own level.
Fantastic. All right, let's talk about registrations, because registrations open this coming Saturday. What should people do?
Okay, so we are holding it at the Duxford Community Centre between 10 o'clock and 11:30. And basically, just turn up. There will be quite a lot of the tutors there that you can talk to. We are mostly meeting back at the Duxford Primary School this year, but the registration is at the Community Centre, where they're very close together. And you can talk to people about the classes that you want to do. You can get advice about what you do. Because, I mean, some people come along and they do all three sessions in the morning, and some people come along and they just want to do one, and that's absolutely fine. There's a flat fee, however many classes that you want to take part in, and we'll take your details, and we'll ask for some cash, but not very much. Probably come on to that in a second. And then we start the following week and everything gets going, and there's a real buzz and there's a real kind of excitement on that first morning.
I can imagine, especially coming out of lockdown, everyone wants live music's the best thing anyway, and learning to play an instrument in a group. Yeah, I can imagine, to get out of isolation and do that. All right, come on then, let's talk money. How much is this?
Right, okay. So because of the work that Jill Steinberg did that I talked about, and also because the tutors are voluntary, the costs are kept down to, it's slightly complicated in that if you pay on or before the 18th, the registration morning, it's £20 per person for the year.
That's nothing. If you pay after the nothing. Why are we even talking about this? That is fantastic. That's really good.
We also have a door fee. Each week you attend, it's £3 for adults and £1 for children. But I mean, one of the really key sort of aims that we've had in workshop is that nobody is barred from music because of financial need. So if there's somebody who came along and said, I really, really want to do this, I'm really struggling, we would have a conversation and they would not be turned away.
Marvellous. That is the true spirit of music. That's fantastic. Armin, this is really quite exciting. I have to say, there's a little bit of me going, Neil, make sure your Saturday mornings are clear.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Very good. Listen, thanks very much indeed. I hope you get loads of registrations on Saturday. Thanks ever so much for coming on today and telling us about it.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk.